Hello. Hello again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are talking to entrepreneurs as we do every day, and we are the most published entrepreneurs' stories on YouTube in Massachusetts and New England, I'm told, by Alex Cooper, our executive producer. Welcome back, my whole team from the flu. And again, oh, don't forget my new co-host for today, John Dustin from JED Insurance.
Jeff, thank you for having me. It's been there's been some great segments already today.
Good. And you, the flu has passed over your house?
Not yet. So I'm a little bit skeptical here today.
Okay, we'll be careful. Our next guest, and I'm already resentful she didn't bring any food, is Emma Roberts from Capers Catering. Hello.
Hello.
Tell us about Capers Catering.
Capers has been around. I started Capers when I was 25, so we're a little bit of a developed company. We probably are, 25 years in plus. And we do off-premise catering, boutique catering. Everything is made to order, custom, beautiful, beautiful parties.
So tell us about your background.
I went to Denison University and I was an English major, but then after college I was in advertising and decided to go to culinary school.
And where did you go to culinary school?
Cambridge School of Culinary Arts.
Same as my wife.
Oh, there we go.
Same school.
Were we there at the same time?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her tonight when I see her. I don't know. I don't know what year she went, so.
Oh, I don't know either. This is going to be interesting. You'll have to get back to me.
Right. She liked the school. She thought it was great.
It was great.
So, you know, tell us, you know, try to create a visual for us, Theater of the Mind Radio, about what your event would be like if John and I were dating and we went to one of your events. I just threw John off on that one.
Yeah, I think that what sets Capers apart is not only the design. So we really work with the client to establish what their goals are in terms of the look and feel of the party. And then we create sort of a vision of how that should be and how it should look. And everything is designed with the theme in mind, the color, the idea, the all the little hors d'oeuvres, all the way to dessert. Right through the invitations. So it's really hopefully very thematic all the way from the time you get an invitation to the time you walk out the door that night with a party favor that's related to the event, et cetera.
What's the scale of the party? What size parties do you typically do?
We do anything from 10 people to 2,000.
Wow.
So we can do 2 to 3 weddings a day. We can do large events at MIT, you know, seated dinners for 600. It really depends on the day, and that's what keeps it so incredibly interesting for me.
And the name Capers, is that from the green little caper, or where did that Capers come from?
Well, it's a double entendre. I was watching the Thomas Crown Affair. Do you remember the original?
Yes.
With Faye Dunaway, and she said to Steve McQueen, are you planning this caper, which was the bank robbery? And I happened to be writing menus while I was watching the movie way, way back in 92, I guess. And I started calling it Capers Catering.
Do you do your own events or do you hire someone?
We have a team. There's 7 of us in the office.
You know, it's sort of like, you know, doctors who operate on themselves. If you had a party, would you do your own party? That, which means you wouldn't enjoy the party. You'd be working it. Or would you hire somebody?
I would never hire somebody. I would always do the party.
You'd do it for yourself.
Absolutely. I couldn't relinquish control.
Can you tell us about some of your favorite parties ever?
Oh my gosh, there have been so many. I just did my favorite wedding this summer was in Reading, Connecticut. And we love to travel. We love to go all over New England doing weddings. It's sort of, you know, taking the circus on the road. And just the most amazing piece of land and the tent and the designers and florals and lighting and taking really a circus of vendors and all coming together for one perfect moment in time is magical.
Interesting. And do you have staff or you have to hire
we
for every job?
We have all of our own staff. So we have about 200, 250 on call.
Wow.
And really some very wonderful people. Average person's been working for me for 12 years. Lots of teachers, even lawyers, everybody working on the weekend for whatever reason.
Do you have to keep a warehouse of equipment? Because, you know, in my book, there's a chapter, Richard Cohn from England, who owns an event planning company, Classical Productions, and he has warehouses filled with things that he's bought over the years that he uses for events.
We do have quite a bit of inventory, but generally, with the level of sophistication in today's market, every bride has a vision board on Pinterest, and so the rental companies are really having to keep up with the demand for new looks. So very few caterers can keep up with that kind of change.
And where do you find most of your business from? Is it mostly referral? Are you in certain markets? Where do you get the customers?
A lot of word of mouth. But then in the corporate sector, when it's probably 52% of our business is corporate work, that's a lot of direct sales. So we like to keep the clients we have and then continue to think about those we haven't reached yet and reach out to them and then go and meet with them and bring samples and things like that.
Are you using social media where you're getting down to Connecticut and these different, are those destination weddings that are scheduled here and they pick a place in the...
It's a lot of Bostonians with summer homes, I would say. So we're traveling to places where they may not
Berkshires,
have the...
Berkshires, Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket.
Right, and the Boston caterers are just a little bit more cutting edge, I guess, than the ones at the summer home in Kennebunkport or whatever it may be.
Interesting. How much, in doing a party to your satisfaction, how long do you like to have to plan it?
Well, that's an interesting question.
I'm glad I thought of one.
Well, we like as much time as we can have, but we've done a wedding in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
so
but that's not your ideal. That's a,
not the ideal, but
okay, I'm
going to
hire an event planner. Do I hire them 3 weeks in advance, 3 months, 6 months, a year in advance?
I would say six to nine months
is
good, but anything's possible.
Because you don't want them to be under pressure either. Would that be correct? It's too much pressure on the person having the party also. There's a lot of decisions they have to make, isn't it?
Well, and it's also maybe not getting all of the vendors up to the same quality that you would want. Maybe the floral person isn't available. Maybe the lighting person isn't available. So more lead time is better.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. I would think also in terms of you're negotiating on behalf of the client, you're going to get a better deal when you have more time.
Good deals are hard to find, I would say, in New
Boston.
England. Yeah. Yep, exactly. I mean, sort of the costs are the costs, unless you get into January. So if anyone wants to get married in January, you're going to look at some better pricing.
Right. That's true. I got married in February, so there was a snowstorm.
Like today.
Oh, no, it was worse than today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But no, I probably made it easier, but I didn't have the party until later. I got married first, then I had the party. Couple of months later.
That's a good way to do it. No pressure.
There was no pressure. It was nice. It wasn't my idea. I had no control over this, but it was nice. We sort of just showed up and had a great time. We just partied. It was great.
That's
it wasn't
wonderful.
My idea. I just went with the flow. I was told I was going to have a big party. So, you know, what are some of the trends right now in parties that you're seeing, new trends?
Well, the trend towards barn type weddings and, very rustic, wildflowers, that sort of flowing event is still very popular. And then it goes to the extreme of very, very, very modern and minimalist. So it's interesting to see the two complete opposites exist at the same time.
It's funny, over the past couple of years, I went to a couple of weddings where they didn't have sit-down dinners. They have the station set up and you just bebop from
stage. I love those.
Yeah, that's fun. And also now family style with long wooden tables is very much going on.
I like that too. I had a lot of food stations.
Yeah, they're both great ways of doing it.
And buckets of caviar.
Caviar station is always a good one.
Caviar station. I found some people at 2 o'clock in the morning a little bit tipsy with a spoon in the bucket of caviar.
It's got to be a little challenging to manage logistics, though. Like if you're going to these farms and outside places to get your equipment in, the food fresh, everything. Is it logistically much more challenging than in the old days when you went to the same couple of venues?
You know, it makes it so much more exciting and so much more fun.
My last question is around ethnic weddings. Like I know that some of my friends have been to Indian weddings.
We do Indian weddings.
And they last like 2-3 days. And I've heard brides and grooms come in on elephants.
And it's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. And it's not white wedding dresses. And it's so interesting.
I've been waiting to go to an Indian wedding. I'm going to an Indian shower in 2 weeks, but that's not an Indian wedding.
You've got to get on that.
Yeah, I've heard that they're the best. But are there other things about ethnic weddings? You know, you could tell us about how extravagant they can be. I mean, I've been to obviously a lot of Jewish weddings.
Right, and also Greek weddings we really love too. But it's almost as if they have dinner before they have dinner.
Right.
So if you love food, a Greek wedding is so fantastic.
And I lived in Greece, so I love Greek food too. So if somebody wants to find you, how would they do that?
There's caperscatering.com. We have a blog. We have Instagram. We have Pinterest. We've got it all. We'd love to be found.
Well, we're going to look at you tonight, I know, because my wife's going to want to know if she went to school with you.
Yeah, have her call me. I'd love to catch up if we were.
Yeah, that's interesting. Again, we've been talking with Emma Roberts of Capers Catering. Sounds great. Check out the website. Check them out all over social marketing and also on our YouTube channel. And also congratulations to John Dustin, who just opened up a new office for JED Insurance. John, I don't remember you and Emma putting together a big party for the new office.
We have a small open house on Monday night, Jeff. Funny you should ask.
This Monday night?
This Monday night.
It's a small open house, which means nobody show up. It's only a small open house. Just joking. Check out JED Insurance, John Dustin. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.